Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Pride Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 237 of Nerd Pride Radio. 237? Why, that's the room number in the Overlook Hotel in the movie version of The Shining, where that was the room with the naked lady in it that was in the bathtub, and then things get, spoiler warning here, kinda grody. That was from Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Save me all that grueling research. So,
isn't that kind of spoiled in Ready Player One?
Yeah, and also it doesn't really matter because, you know, it's a 35, 40-year-old movie. If you haven't seen it by now, you know, it's really kind of your fault.
I haven't.
Well, yeah, but that's also because you're 12.
Is it bad?
The Shining? Yeah, it's pretty. Actually, it is. The Shining was one of the first super scary movies your mom ever saw. She saw it while she was... I mean, she had seen scary movies before, but this time she was working in a house full of handicapped folks, and she was working the overnight where they just need someone there in case of emergency, whatever. And she was only like 17, 18 years old at the time. And so everyone's in bed. It's just her, and all she has to do is stay up. You know, she's got the cleaning done, and now you just have to be there in case something happens. And so she watched The Shining by herself, alone in this big old house.
In a dark room?
Yes. And it scared the pants off of her because it's a pretty scary movie.
Warning, so, never watch a scary movie in a dark room all alone.
That's, you know what, sometimes the best way to watch them. All right.
True.
But I was just getting to the point where I say, ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me.
How are you doing today? Sorry,
finally.
I need a 5-second countdown.
I know. I am awesome. My name is Mike Jones. I am a D&D/Pathfinder nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's like 7 other kinds of nerd. I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, place I go every week to have run about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, Nerd Pride Radio is recorded live from our studios in Mr. Tumnus's house. All right, before we get started with anything else, that's right, it's time for yet another installment in our all-too-frequent segment, Mike Was Wrong! All right, last week I was describing our trip to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I mentioned that my wife and I visited the Fairview Cemetery in Nova Scotia, where there are a few hundred Titanic survivors buried there, at least that's what I said. My wife pointed out to me that I was wicked wrong. You don't bury survivors, dummy. You only bury the dead.
There was a riddle out there of a plane crashes on the border of America and Mexico. Where do they bury the survivors?
Right. And so, now here's the thing. She mocked me roundly for not having caught that. And then she brought in Noah, who also mocked me. But Noah, you were sitting right here and you didn't catch it.
Sorry, I was too busy not paying attention.
Yeah. You know what? My other kids mocked me, but they didn't figure out the joke until my wife explained it to them. So, while I feel super stupid, I am comforted knowing my children are just as stupid. And that's pretty awesome. Although, hey, where were you guys? You guys are supposed to point this stuff out to me. I'm walking around with my zipper down. You guys need to point it out so I can fix things.
Dad.
I'm counting on you.
Dad.
Yes, son?
If your children were working for the law, they'd be just as stupid.
That's... All right. I don't know if I can give you credit for that one. I'm sorry. also, I have a little feedback. Now, I'm not going to read his entire note.
I'm deaf now.
Yeah, you'll live. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I will paraphrase. Walrus, who is a member of the community and a listener, he is an Australian who is currently residing in Canada. 14 years he's been in Canada. And he was able to confirm for me, after my report on the Canadian McDonald's World Taste Tour Australian Burger, he's able to confirm for me that Australian burgers often will be topped with, among other things, in any combination, a fried egg, often still runny, fried onions or raw onions, bacon, beetroot, as well as grated carrots, tomatoes, pickles, pineapple slices, barbecue sauce. There's all sorts of stuff that can go in there. So his point was the McDonald's combo that I got that had egg, bacon, barbecue sauce, lettuce, and beets is a fair attempt, although he did say that the dried beet chips, which is what they used instead of canned or pickled beets, he said that that would be kind of, it would kind of detract from the burger in his opinion. But all right, I'll give him that. And I'm telling you, it wasn't the greatest having beets on it, but also it wasn't a bad burger either. Anything with a fried egg on it goes great.
Well, I mean, he also say that everything had eggs on it?
No, but man, that is the way things are. But here's the other problem I have, though, is then that was his first paragraph. But then in his second paragraph, he then goes on to bag on Tim Hortons coffee as second rate and nowhere near as good as McDonald's McCafe. So I'm just doubting his Canadian credibility at all. Take it with a grain of salt. I mean, I guess even if he's not a true Canadian, I can still trust him on the Australian stuff.
I just wanted to know if Australian Burger... Oh, that was Burger King. Never mind. Because there's a lyric in a song that says, I'm like Australian Burger King because I put eggs on everything.
Oh!
It's a song about Dr. Eggman loving eggs.
Okay. I you know what? It sounds like they do put eggs on stuff. And you know what, Walrus, you can confirm or deny that for us. But do Australians put eggs on everything? Because
Australian Burger Kings.
Now, in this case, he's questioning Australian Burger King. Me personally?
Because I want to see if that...
I think there are lots of things that are just improved with a fried egg on top. So that's just me.
Even pattied eggs are good. All right.
Now, also before we move on, last thing before the real meat of this podcast, updates! I mentioned last week that I was apartment hunting with my son. So let me just confirm that he actually found an apartment, put a deposit down. We moved him in this weekend. It was carrying all of his furniture, and there was a surprising lot of furniture for a college kid. Well, ex-college kid. He just graduated.
In the van, there were so many boxes that there were only places for Mom, Aiden, and I, as well as a cat to wander the entire van.
Yes, we packed my car full.
Meowing all the way.
The van full, and then we also had a U-Haul that we loaded up with all of the stuff from his storage unit.
No U-Haul.
And you're funny. And he had some friends come over and help, but man, it's a third floor apartment, hauling all that stuff up those narrow stairs. And I hardly did the most work of anyone there. Hell, Eli did way more work than I did. He was a trooper, man.
I did way more work than you did by opening a door.
All right, yeah, now, Noah was assigned to be the door opener. Because Noah was, he was very gamely grabbing stuff and carrying stuff, but it got to the point where we realized that, you know what, he's just carrying stuff in little trips because he's a little guy. And where we were having our bottleneck was... the pneumatic door that kept shutting on us, and we didn't have anything to prop it open with, and we also didn't want to leave it propped open and let all the building's air conditioning out. And so therefore, we just set Noah on door duty, and he was actually really good at that. He didn't bother the neighbors, didn't get loud, didn't, what I was afraid of, if it were me at his age, I would just get distracted by, you know, a rock, and then wouldn't be paying attention when someone was coming. But he was there for us, so...
I mean, the funniest thing about being door holder is that Jacob at one point called me Jeeves.
Yeah, that's see?
My butler name.
Oh, that's so cute. But anyway, the upshot of all of that is he's in his new apartment. It looks awesome, but God, I'm exhausted. I am just, it was, if I hadn't missed so many episodes this summer, because I added up just the other night, I've missed 5 this summer, and I feel really bad about that. And so therefore, I almost decided I was just going to go to sleep because I am beat. But... you guys deserve better. So, here I am, with mediocre content because I'm way tired. So deal with it. Way so tired. That's where I was going with that. Anyway, it's time for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. This is the time for me when I talk about whatever's been on my mind for the last week. If something strikes me as interesting during the course of my busy week, I add it to my master list, and then the very best stuff off of that list gets spewed out all over you guys every week when I record. You lucky dogs. Our first segment this week, oh, it's Trepanwitz. Oh, you guys know you love this one, because Trepanwitz is literally your staircase wit. It's that thing you think of, the perfect comeback, the perfect zinger, that if only you would come up with it in time, oh, it would have been awesome, but you didn't think of it until it was far too late. Well, fortunately for me and my son Noah here, we have a podcast on which we can just go back and do things over whenever we feel like it.
Wait,
so that's what we're doing.
Mike was wrong.
No. This was Mike could have been funnier. That's what this is. All right. So, last week on Trepanwitz, or not on Trepanwitz, last week on the podcast, we were talking about how the original episode 236 got lost because Aiden had been working on getting everything fixed up, and then the cat walked across the knee. Okay, so that's where we start in, is, all right, starting from here, it'll be me finishing up that line, and then we'll get to what I should have said. Ready? And then the cat walked across the keyboard, and then he just erased the entire thing. Poor Aiden, he lost all of it.
You could have called him the cat-cident.
Yeah, a cat-cident, that's funny. Or a catastrophe. See, that's what I should have said. Oh, my God. All right.
I actually did say catastrophe.
You did not say catastrophe because your mother and Sarah Beth both independently, after hearing that segment, sent me notes to say, you should have said a catastrophe. Oh, damn it. I should have. So now I did. There you go. And you guys even get credit. So that's Trepanwitz. What's up next? There it is. Oh, it's time for a nerd culture report.
I thought this was bowling for weirdos.
No, Gonzo, but you are very, very close. On the Nerd Culture Report this week, do you guys watch The Daily Show? Because you can watch The Daily Show, or, as I often do, I'll either catch the YouTube clip of it the next day, or I'll listen to the Ears Edition podcast from The Daily Show, which is just the same show. But if you watch it on YouTube, Trevor Noah, who is a super funny dude, Trevor Noah has these bits that they release that are called Between the Scenes. And these are the stuff that that he does when the show goes to commercial. So it goes to commercial, and he's between setups and whatever. And so he's just talking to the audience. And sometimes it sounds kind of like prepared material. Sometimes it's just him bullshitting and just talking about stuff, often commenting on current events, like he's working on his next stand-up special or something. Who knows? But anyway, Between the Scenes is stuff that you're not getting on The Daily Show, but it's still really funny. And one of the recent ones he was talking about, it was a great story about his grandfather. He was talking about the first joke he ever heard. And he sets the scene by saying it was his grandfather was taking him to a protest. So it's there, you know, he's a little kid. Grandpa's taking him to a protest. They're in the streets. He assumes it was a protest for apartheid because, you know, South Africa, he was a kid. It makes sense. But he was so little, he doesn't remember what the protest was about. And while they're there, they are approached by a huge cop on a horse, a mounted cop, who approaches them. And this was a cop that was kind of known in the neighborhood and known for being a real badass. And also, for further context, their prime minister, there was just some annual horse race thing that had just taken place, and it was like, you know, the equivalent of our Triple Crown or whatever. But whatever it was a big horse race event, and the prime minister of South Africa had been pictured on the cover of a newspaper, magazine, something, had been pictured in a very famous photo of him kissing the winning horse. All right, and this was a whole staged photo thing. And so that's the background context. And so here comes this mounted cop on his horse, approaching all these people and trying to break up the crowd and drive people away. And Trevor Noah's grandfather tries to catch the cop's attention as he's like screaming at people and ordering them out of here and being, you know, all mean cop, Grandpa goes and yells to him and says, Hey, you, I have a question. And the cop finally comes over and says, What? He says, so why do you think it's okay for you to, for your prime minister to kiss a horse when he can't kiss my sister? Because, you know, the whole black-white thing. And the cop, baffled and kind of enraged by the whole question, but essentially gets to the point of what? I have no idea. And Grandpa says, oh, well, then you've just never seen my sister, huh? At this point, this cop bursts out laughing. This guy who had been just red-faced and enraged moments before, driving off protesters and knocking heads and this kind of stuff. And Grandpa comes in with a joke about an ugly sister, and this guy just loses it. And for Trevor, this was the heartwarming part of this whole thing, is that for Trevor, this was the first time in his whole life that he realized, oh, wow, you can just disarm people, disarm whole situations with a good joke. Like, if you're funny enough, you can just derail everything. He's like, that's the guy I want to be. I want to be Grandpa. And of course, he tells it way better than I do, and you should look up these scenes. But it was just very sweet and very touching and very funny. And so the daily shows between the scenes on YouTube are just really worthwhile. They're usually no more than 1, 2, maybe 3 minutes long. Three or more would be a really long one of these segments. They're super short. And it's just his take on current events or him telling a funny story or just, you know, something, you know, off the cuff. And they're really good. So I highly recommend them. There you go. All right. What's up next? Oh man, I am burning through my content like nobody's business. We're going to be done with this whole thing in no time. Next up, there it is. You guys need to get the little ones out of the room and make sure you're sitting down for this.
Nerd rage came flashing back, and I just looked at him and went, Rrr!
That's right, it's time for some nerd rage. Okay, got a new restaurant in town a few months ago, Buffalo Wild Wings. You guys all know Buffalo Wild Wings. Well, this is the first Buffalo Wild Wings in our little town. And so the first that most of us have ever experienced of this place. And so immediately, you know, first weekend or two, we have to go try it out, see how it is. And, you know, they're not bad wings. I mean, their sauces are pretty good. It's, you know, it's for, you know, a big chain like this where, you know, the stuff is all frozen and processed and all that. It wasn't bad. Here's my rage though. All right. I go to the restaurant. We weren't going to go sit in there. I mean, you know, when I showed up, it's a big sports bar. That's the whole theme. I get that. And I don't have any problem with a sports bar. If that's the theme you want to go for, if that's the ambiance you want to go for, if you want all the big screens with sports blaring on every side of you and all the sports memorabilia and paraphernalia hanging on all the walls, that's awesome. That's your theme for a bar. Great. Or a restaurant. That's fine. I don't mind any of that. Not my thing. You know, if I'm going to have all the screens on around me, I could stand something other than sports, but you know, it's, everyone has their own tastes. And Buffalo Wings apparently go with sports. Alright, that's fine. But I'm standing there waiting for my carryout, and I look around, and I know what I'm paying for this meal to feed my family. And I realize that this place is like 15 plus bucks a head to have a meal. Alright, that is, for me, rather pricey for eating out, because I have a family of six. So therefore, that's a lot of money to go on one meal. And so $15 or more per head. We weren't even ordering drinks. So if we'd been in the restaurant ordering drinks, it would have been more than that. If we'd been ordering alcohol, even more than that. And in a restaurant that's charging me that much money, I'm looking around and I realize, wait a minute, they're just serving everybody in the takeout containers. Everybody in this restaurant is eating off of paper. Like, it's just the paper bowls and the paper, it's just paper. That's all. Plasticware. There's no metal on that table. It is like the same stuff that they give me to take home for my carryout food because it's all disposable. That's exactly what they'd give me if I was sitting there in the restaurant. And there, I've got drinks and alcohol maybe and a tip. And, I mean, that much money? You go... He's a little... He's got allergies going. Sorry about that. Is that how much you're charging for eating off of paper? It shocks me. Shocks me at what a racket they have going that they can cut costs like that, and it's all disposable. It is all, I don't know. It left a bad taste in my mouth. Figuratively speaking, you guys get it. The wings were actually not bad. But, you know, is it worth my money to go spend $15 a head for that? I don't know. That's rough. Because, all right, on the other hand, speaking of chicken, I don't know if this is necessarily related, and it's certainly not a rage, but we also have a Raisin Cane's chain opening up in our town. And I have heard people rave about Raisin Cane's, and all I know is it's a fast food place that does chicken fingers. That's all I know. And while we were moving Jacob into his new apartment, hey, we're in another town, we're in a large place, there's lots of places to eat, and since our Raisin Cane's isn't open yet, hey, there's one here, let's swing through and give it a try. That way we just grab some chicken or whatever on the way out of town, and everyone can get a taste for what this restaurant is like. And the Raisin Cane's menu is amazing. Yeah, you know what your choices are at a Raisin Cane's? Have you guys been there? I'm sure most of you have. I haven't. I'm from a little town in Podunk, Nebraska. All right. For me, I go to Raisin Cane's, and there's I can get three chicken fingers with coleslaw, French fries, and some Texas toast. I can get four chicken fingers with coleslaw, French fries, Texas toast. I can get six chicken fingers with coleslaw, French fries, Texas toast. Or I could get a chicken finger sandwich where they take my three chicken fingers and they put it on some kind of long hoagie bun, which may just be the Texas toast for all I know, plus French fries. I mean, like, they have one thing on their menu. One. They have chicken fingers, and that's it. And then, choice of sauces. I'm used to going to Burger King, McDonald's especially, where you've got a million different sauces to choose from. No, they have one. They have Cane sauce. You want some sauce for that? Yeah, we got Cane sauce. That's it. Which, by the way, Cane sauce, heavy on the pepper, got a little bite to it. I like the Cane sauce. That was really good stuff. And if we went in there and just ordered, because I think a couple of people had eyes bigger than their stomach because they didn't realize how filling a chicken finger would be. So we ordered a little on the big side. But now that we've tried it and we've seen it, if we ever do it again, and I'm sure we will now that we have one in town, a three-piece meal, maybe a four-piece meal for the teenagers. But that's enough for us. And if we did that, we'd wind up paying like, $40 for our family, which is what we pay at McDonald's or Burger King or Sonic or wherever else. So, still not dirt cheap, but, as cheap as any other fast food and just pretty damn good. But again, the magic for me of just going through and they have a menu, but we have one item. Just how much do you want? Okay. Done. Go. We're finished. That's it. God, the easiest business model ever. So much like me opening my grilled cheese stand, when I've got my grilled cheese truck, that's it. It's just grilled cheese. That's what you get. You want to grab a bag of chips and a soda? Awesome. Nice, simple menu. That really appeals to me. I think to me, Raisin Cane's would be the polar opposite of the Cheesecake Factory. Have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory? I mean, super expensive. And most of their food is pretty good. It's not... Not that I have a problem with that, but I do have, it feels weird to have a restaurant that has everything. Like you go to Cheesecake Factory and they have a Mexican food menu. You go to Cheesecake Factory, they have an Italian food menu. You want Chinese food? Oh, we got that too. They've just got a little bit of everything at Cheesecake Factory. Well, or not just a little bit, they got a lot of everything. It's like they have five full menus put into a book, plus a bunch of cheesecake, plus their wines, plus their, oh my God, just this overwhelming series of choices. And again, it's not bad, and it's nice that, you can take a large group there and everyone's going to find something that they like and that kind of thing. I get the advantages of it, but it feels like they don't have a real specialty. There's not anything I think of that, when I go to Cheesecake Factory, yeah, that's the food I picture. No. But you go to Raisin Cane's, I'm having chicken fingers and cane sauce. That's what I'm having. There's not...
I don't like the cane sauce.
Oh, man, that's because you're a communist. You don't like the cane sauce. What's wrong with you? Oh, so un-American. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway.
Sorry, I just don't support capitalism.
Now, if you don't like the cane sauce, next time we go, I do keep a secret stockpile of barbecue and sweet and sour and ranch from other restaurants. So, you can certainly choose to have any of those dipping sauces if you want. Because, you know, as much as I like the cane sauce, man, I love dipping sauces. Ugh. I love having a variety available. So cool. All right. Anyway, that was my rage. Look, I know I veered off into Raising Cane's and Cheesecake Factory, but honestly, it just, the whole idea that people will go in and pay $15 to $20 a piece to eat off of paper plates with plastic utensils just kills me. I cannot believe that's what we've come to. Like, literally, they're bringing fast food to your table, but charging you three times the price and making you tip them for it. That is just crazy. Crazy to me. All right. That's it. You know what? We are 25 minutes into this podcast, and I'm done already. You know what it's time for? It's time for the Podomatic. Hot dog. This is the Nerd Pride Radio Podomatic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2, who you just heard, in his fully pimped out Podomatic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do these topics come from, you ask? As people so often ask. Well, that's where you come in. You guys want to hear me haver on about something, you send your questions or topics to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums, and I add them to my Podomatic list because Podomatic is about whatever you want it to be. And our first number here is 33. And 33 comes from Kyle. And Kyle says, I thought the first Incredibles movie was just okay. I mean, really, just okay. I don't even know if I'm going to watch Incredibles 2 because I really don't care. Am I wrong? Well, yeah, you're wrong. I mean, first off, the first Incredibles movie was better than okay. It was a really good movie. It was a well-done superhero movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Lots of fun. The second one, look, I went to see it. I wasn't, now, here's the thing. I get your disinterested attitude on it because I felt the same way. It was like, ugh, Incredibles 2, I don't know, I guess. I mean, I suppose the kids want to see it. All right, we'll go see it. That's fine. And, you know, we've got MoviePass and all, so it didn't cost. But, I went to see Incredibles 2, and it was pretty good. It was not, you know, groundbreaking. It's not a superhero movie or Pixar movie that's necessarily going to stand out from the crowd 10 years from now. But it was fun in the moment. And I enjoyed a lot of the characters that were in it. Some of the new characters especially I thought were really well done. Very creative. And, you know, it was fun. But yeah, no, it's not a great movie. But it's a good movie. It's a fun movie. So it was interesting. There you go. So, but yes, I do understand. I had the same feeling before watching Incredibles 2 that it was like, I don't know. Do I really want to go this time? I don't. But then I went, and I had fun. So, for whatever it's worth. Next one is 56. And 56 comes from... Oh, let's see. Any predictions? Maybe? Maybe? Nope, you're wrong. It's from Kyle again. And Kyle says, so... I know we address chiropractors as doctor, but is that right? I mean, they can't prescribe medicine, and I have a hard enough time calling my vet and dentist doctor, but at least they can prescribe medicine. I mean, look, I graduated law school with a Juris Doctorate, but I don't make people call me doctor. You know why? Because I can't prescribe medicine. You know who else can't prescribe medicine? An acupuncturist or your mailman. We don't call them doctors. Am I off base here? Look, no. You call chiropractors doctor because they wear a white coat. I mean, what's this about medicine? I don't get this. There's nurse practitioners who can prescribe medicine, and we don't call them doctor. I mean, it's the white coat, right? I got nothing, man. I did not know that chiropractors couldn't prescribe medicine. I assumed that some of them could, but what do I know? I don't see a chiropractor myself, so I have no idea. 72. And 72 comes, we just keep moving further and further down this list. 72 comes from Ronster. There we go. All right. It says, tell me a corny joke, please. All right. The only ones that I know lately are ones that I'm stealing from my brother's Facebook page. So if you already are friends with my brother on Facebook, then you will already know all of my jokes. But that's okay. I'll do it anyway. Without a doubt, my favorite Robin Williams movie is Mrs. Fire. See, there's one. They're all dad jokes. And we do, on our board at work, I've mentioned the whiteboard that we keep outside our office door at work. And so it's out in the hall, and during the Christmas season, holiday season, we play Holiday Hangman on it. We have put up funny sayings and stuff. Lately, we got a new board for the last Holiday Hangman season. The board is big enough, and we've got all these nice new pens, that it's got room for multiple things on it. So at the top, we always have Movie Quote Monday. And then in the middle, Wednesday Wisdom, which is always just some funny proverb or saying that sounds like it's words of wisdom, and then, oh, yeah, it's funny. And then at the bottom, it's always Dad Joke Friday. And so every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we replace the old one with a new one for whatever segment it is. And then that way, whenever people pass by our office, because some people only come down once or twice a week, anyone who passes by our office, they've always got something new to look at, and we get a lot of compliments on it. It's very nice. And so with Dad Joke Friday, we did some research, and we looked up a bunch of dad jokes, and we had a stockpile of them available to us, and then we finally used up all of our available dad jokes that we had. And then we realized that, oh, you know what? Instead of doing the research, just go to my brother's Facebook page every Friday. We just go to Kyle's Facebook page, and there's a new dad joke, and that's the one we put up on Friday. So it works out really well for us, at least most of the time. I don't think he's ever had one that's inappropriate. He keeps his very family-friendly, so that worked out really well for us. So anyway, and the one that's on our board right now is the one about Mrs. Fire. So that's why I thought of it.
What's that?
All right. The joke is, without a doubt, my favorite Robin Williams movie is Mrs. Fire. Now, that's only funny to you if you know that that Robin Williams made a movie called Mrs. Doubtfire. So when I say, without a doubt, my favorite Robin Williams movie is Mrs. Fire. Aha! See, no one gets it. Okay. And that's why it's funny. That's why it's funny. All right, 99. Well, that's as far down the list as it goes. Well, okay, not really. 99 is also from Ronster. Ronster says, I feel like I've answered this one before. Ronster says, which fandom do you feel is your strongest? Man, it switches over time. I mean, the thing that when I see something new come out that I get most excited about, that I get most excited to partake in when something new is added. Right now, probably Marvel. I mean, I know the Marvel movies, a lot of people every time a new Marvel movie comes out, it's always, is this the beginning of the end for Marvel? Have they finally jumped the shark? Is this going to be the, you know what? I still like Marvel. I still love Marvel. It's good, but you know, I'm still into Star Wars, and I certainly love my Serenity, and oh my God, who's talking so much? I always say I'm going to put this phone on silent, and then I don't. Oh my God, wait, this is still about me. Hold on. It might be important. Okay, wow, that was totally worth it. Apparently, my wife's sister-in-law, they live down near Lincoln, and they live way out in the country, and they have very few neighbors, but one of their neighbors, they've been living next door to these people for 2 years. They're over visiting the neighbors. They're inside the house. Very nice, older retired couple. And, they're in there visiting the house. And my sister-in-law looks over and she sees a picture that they have displayed of a young couple on their wedding day. And the young couple is an old roommate of mine who she recognizes. She's like, wait a minute. You know, how do you know? Is that? Oh, yeah, it's his mom. And so it's just this whole small world kind of thing. And so, we're having multiple conversations at the same time as my wife is completely freaking her out because she's like, hey, do you remember this and this and this? And My wife says, oh yeah, are you in so-and-so's house? Names the person. Says, are you in their house right now? How would you know that? Because I know everything. So this is all very amusing for me. I know. This doesn't matter to you because you don't know any of these people, but for me, super entertaining. So you guys want to do one more before we go? All right. 24. And yeah, I know this is going to be a short podcast this week, but I told you I'm exhausted. 24. Unless you guys did a whole bunch of listener betrayal, in which case this could go for hours. Let's see what you got me. This one's from Ronster. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. This one's from Ronster and it says, which fandom do you feel is your strongest? Did I just do this and I didn't number it, so I didn't realize it was there? Darn it. God, I'm so bad at this. No! I have the same thing at 99! Ron! How did I screw that up so badly? Alright, let's try this again. How about 24? Can we try that one? No, that's the same one we just did. Jeez, okay, one more time. This one is 31. Alright, if this is the same question again, we're out of here. 31 is from... Maybe. It's from Ronster. Oh, God. What is it? It says, make an impromptu, non-binding nerd will and tell us which of your possessions your wife or kids will inherit. Nothing mundane like house, money, cars. Just the important stuff, like dice and Magic the Gathering cards. All right, look. Here's the thing. This is rough and something that I really should give more thought to. But my secret Hitler game, well, you know, I would leave it to Jacob because Jacob is the deadliest at that game, but he already has one. So secret Hitler, I'm going to leave to Eli. All right. Photosynthesis and laser riders, I leave to Noah because he loves them and he's very good at them. Let's see. My dice will be burned with me. And thus our collective ashes scattered to the four winds. I'm sorry, dice are too personal to share. I can't do that. My microphone and R2 here go to Aiden. If Aiden wants to carry on the Nerd Pride tradition, that is entirely up to him. Or if he just wants to keep them in memoriam and do his own spin on the podcasting world, that is just fine with me. Let's see, what else do I have that's of any value? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, because I'm trying to think of something special for Jacob, but I would have given him the secret Hitler. But, man, it just didn't work out. All right, you know what? Let's do one more. I don't feel like that was very satisfying for a closing. So let's go with 87. We'll try out 87, and we'll get... There it is. It's from Kyle again. And... what is the most physical activity you've done in the last week? Well, that would be carrying, you know, about a sixth of Jacob's worldly possessions up two flights of stairs. That would be my physical activity for the week. And it was grueling. Oh, I mean, look, I'm old and I'm out of shape and I am well aware of that. And just carrying the first load of stuff up those stairs and I'm already a little winded. But fortunately for me, look, all these young, strong guys that are there, Aiden and Jacob and Jacob's friends, they all got up after the first flight, you know, the first trip or two up the stairs, and they're all like, oh, man, oh, no, we got to take it easy. This is, wow. Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think. So that was it. Trying to think if I've – oh, yeah, no, it was the week before that we did all the walking Halifax. So, no, this week it's carrying all the crap up the stairs. That is definitely – the most strenuous stuff I've done. How's that? All right. Now it's time to turn it over to GLaDOS, and she's going to give us a recap of this week's episode so far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. My bumper music this week was, what did I use this week? Hold on. Gaming, history, science, music, movies, rambling. Oh, Treppenwitz, that My Trepanwitz theme is by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's the guy I remember now. But as performed by David Short. All the songs I use except for that one are available on iTunes. Check them out. Buy them. Enjoy them. I wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. Don't forget, this podcast is, if you want to help out Nerd Bright, I always do that. I got to take it out of the credits. But, you know, I leave it in, hopefully, thinking there will be other podcasts joining me again soon. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use, and write me a nice review or write me a crappy review as long as it has 5 stars. But if you want to make a real difference for me, recommend this podcast to your friends because you're enjoying it. You know how awesome it is. So spread the word. Give it to a friend. Let other people enjoy it. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people. Remember, I am always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. Watch out every week on the forums and on Facebook for Listener Betrayal. And if you have really interesting nerd facts about upcoming episode numbers, like Kyle did this week, send it to me. Save me all that grueling research. My contact information is mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be completely honest, the very best way to talk to me, come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. Sign up there, send me a message. We will hang out together, become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. Now it's time for Listener Betrayal. Before I start recording most podcasts, I go out to my forums and to Facebook and post up, hey, I am recording. Anything you guys post, I'll read off at the end of the podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. Start off with Facebook. And for this one, I said, now recording episode 237, join me. Talk about anything that makes you happy. And Jeff Hawes posted up, and Jeff Hawes says, for things that make him happy, he says, the numbers 2, 3, and 7, but never together. Very typical Jeff Hawes. Now, this is all just a ruse on his part. I once asked him for a list of things that make him happy, and I received an extensive list posted in public, like for all to see. So, clearly there are other things that make him happy, just not this podcast. And that's all right. I still love you, Jeff. You're all right. But then that's it. That's it for Facebook. So, let's go and move on over to my forums, and I posted here and said, hey, it's Listener Betrayal time, so how's it going? First response comes from my brother Kyle, and Kyle says, hey, it's going good, so Talking Dead? I've never seen it. Any good? I have never watched Talking Dead. I wouldn't have any idea, and you know, Chris Hardwick was just removed as the host and then reinstated as the host. So, you know, I don't know. Things feel like they might be awkward over there. I don't know if this is maybe the best time to try it out for the first time. I have no idea. Plus, I got kind of halfway through the most recent season available on Netflix and just kind of petered out on it because I just can't get myself motivated to watch The Walking Dead anymore. So, I don't know. I think I've had enough of Walking Dead. We'll see. Probably I have. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. You'd have to try it out and let me know. All right, next up is Eliahad. And Eliahad says, I'm moving tomorrow. Yeah, I know, dude. Oh, moving is big. He says, I also have to play a show tomorrow night. Oh, crap. So my girlfriend and I are sharing a pre-move margarita tonight. I am pretty tipsy, not gonna lie. I wouldn't expect you to lie, but hey, I'm happy for you. That sounds wonderful. Look, I know you're not moving till tomorrow, but hey, new place. New opportunities, a lovely companion by your side, someone to be there and support you. I'm happy for you. This is awesome. So good to you, and I hope the move goes well. I would be there to help, but I'm a poor friend who doesn't want to drive 8 hours. So there you go. Sorry, man. Plus, I got to work tomorrow. So next up, Flameblade. Flame says, if you were going to develop a board game about buying board games in a very well-stocked used board game store that have board games piled up, how would you do it? Oh, a meta game. Man, this is a good one. This would be, all right, I like the idea of having a used game store And I maybe wouldn't even make it a used game store, just a general gaming store that has lots of used games and new games and weird display areas. And so there's stuff where there's live play going on, so there would be people in there as obstacles. And I think the stacked stuff may physically even be stacked. Like, that may be part of the game, is not wanting to tip things over. I'm not sure yet. But there's a, if not, it could either be a physical, we have stacked pieces on the board that you don't want to tip over, or it could be a metaphorical tipping, that could be a potential disaster that you can cause. I'm not quite sure. Look, when you say a board game about buying board games, it feels to me like the board games being tested out at Gen Con about being at a gaming convention, and they didn't, you know, the thing is, it has to be more than just a cute idea. It's also got to have an original mechanic that that really supports the theme you're going for and makes you feel like you're actually there. Like I guess that was my problem with the gaming convention board game that I played, was that, yeah, okay, I get that I'm at a gaming convention, but it didn't, you know, it just felt like regular board game mechanics. It just felt like moving around and collecting pieces. I didn't feel like I was there. It didn't light any fire under me. So if I made a board game about board games, I don't know. There'd have to be a very specific mechanic that feels like it hasn't quite grabbed me yet, but I think we could do it. All right, I will put my mind to it. I'll see what I can come up with. Next up, also from Flameblade. Flameblade says, oh, semi-cooperative maybe? One winner, but if conditions aren't met, then maybe everybody loses? Oh, all right, so we're on a mission, and we've got things to do that, yes, conceivably, yeah, we have to meet this overall goal that just allows people to win, but then once we do it, then there's only one winner at the end. Which, and I think most cooperative board games have some mechanics like that. Not all of them, but some of them do, where, you know, like, for example, when we're playing the castle one, where we're defending the castle. Why can't I not come up with the name off the top of my head? Doesn't matter. With that one, yes, the whole object is you have to defend the tower from the invading monsters, but, you know, and that's an all or nothing sort of thing. Either the tower lives or it doesn't. So either we all win or we all lose. But then, okay, if we do win, great. Now, whoever killed the most monsters is the ultimate winner. And you have a whole point system that then determines the ultimate winner of the group of winners. So, yeah, it could be something like that. I don't know why I would cooperate with people in buying and collecting board games. I would have to think about that one. All right, and then that's it. It says done. Man, that's the end of my podcast. So, hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you for putting up with me. Yeah, I know. I'm super exhausted this week. Hopefully, it's not going to get any better next week. But school's starting in a couple weeks. We'll get back to a more regular routine. And I'll be a little more myself. I'm feeling kind of bad. This is maybe more of a meta talk. But I'm feeling kind of bad that I don't have more science and history and quality gaming segments that... I mean, I've been talking about some games, but man, I feel like my segments have not been very well developed. I feel like, man, you know what? Maybe I should just stop talking. All right. We're just going to leave it here and go, yeah, I know. I've been tired and I feel like it's a little, I feel like, you know, maybe it hasn't been my best work, which is not entirely accurate, because I really enjoy doing these, and I enjoy listening back to them, and people seem to like the podcast, but I don't feel like I've been putting in as much effort as I have in the past, and I need to fix that. But why am I being all melancholy about it now? I should just get my ass to work and just get it done, right? All right, you know what? Ignore this point. I'm just going to edit this whole thing out, and instead, you guys will just see the difference in the resulting podcasts that follow. And then you'll know that I was true to my word if you could hear this, which you obviously can't. But if you could, you would know. That's all that counts. So I love you guys. Take care. Thank you for being with me. And, yeah, we'll be back next week. It's fun.